From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The California Highway Patrol will be out in force over the Labor Day weekend looking for impaired drivers and helping drivers in need. All available CHP officers will be on duty during the Labor Day maximum enforcement period that starts tonight at 6 and runs until midnight Monday. Drug recognition experts and CHP officers will be on patrol watching for impaired drivers as well as helping motorists throughout the holiday weekend. During last year's MEP, 30 people were killed in traffic collisions in California. Also, the CHP made more than 1,000 arrests for driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Legislation that seeks to turn the crumbling 300-mile North Coast Railroad into the Great Redwood Trail passed the State Assembly Thursday on a vote of 62-3. The bill will be voted on by the State Senate Friday and will then head to the governor's desk for his signature. The trail would extend from San Francisco Bay to Humboldt Bay. Senator Mike McGuire offered amendments to the bill last week, addressing concerns about the complex contracts and the major debt of NCRA, as well as liability issues. Those amendments cut NCRA's authority and powers, taking away their mandate to work on freight rail and requiring them instead to focus on transferring the right of way for trails and closing the functionally bankrupt agency down. The bill's officially titled the NCRA Closure and Transition to Trails Act. City of Eureka has filed a lawsuit in federal court in the Northern District of California against the largest makers of prescription opioids in the U.S., as well as the three primary wholesale distributors of prescription opioids in the country. The complaint alleges defendants violated California's unfair competition law and the federal racketeering statute, RICO, and also that defendants' conduct constitutes a public nuisance and unjust enrichment under California law. Opioid-related overdoses are the leading cause of death in the U.S., surpassing fatal car crashes. Of the 1,925 people who died from opioid overdoses in California last year, 33 were from Humboldt County. A man under arrest after a shots fired incident in Eureka on Wednesday. Officers responded to the area of Summer and West Washington Streets for a report of shots fired from a vehicle described as a black Dodge pickup. Officers quickly found the suspect vehicle traveling eastbound on 5th Street and conducted a high-risk stop at the 1100 block of 5th. The driver, 47-year-old Aaron Hooven, was detained without incident. A loaded rifle was visible in the front seat of the suspect vehicle, along with items consistent with the recent firing of a rifle. Hooven was taken into custody, later booked on charges of shooting at an occupied vehicle and brandishing a firearm. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.